Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can avoid.
Another new topic for you, and well, I saw a new number on the air, so let me go ahead. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm also the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. So I hope that you will enjoy the message tonight. I want to go over a couple of topics that we talked about in the last couple of weeks. There were two topics. One was when you are discouraged and ready to give up, here is what you should do. Well, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Last week, one was roll your boat. Have you noticed the people when God has called to help you through your journey of grief? Row your boat. That's mean there. It takes more than one person to row that boat. It takes a team. So God sends people, things, resources to you to help you through this journey of grief. So that is what that topic means. Have you noticed the people whom God has called to help you? Just think about it. Think about the people who have called you on the phone and encouraged you, been there for you, taking you out to lunch or dinner, or just invite you over to get you away from your home, sent you a card or whatever. Whatever way that person God sent to help you to get through this time in your life. And also the next chapter, Widows Ministry. Praise God. The topic tonight is, how badly do you want to win your race? The scripture that goes with this tonight is coming from 1 Corinthians 9:24. And in the NIV version, it says, do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way to get your prize. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And when runners run in a race, they have one thing foremost in their mind, the finish line. That is the most important thing when you're running. You're thinking about the finish line, you to be able to finish that race. It was with that thought in mind that the Apostle Paul wrote and told the Corinthians. Just like I said in the scripture, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? In order for the runner to run successfully and finish triumphantly, every ounce of his strength and his complete attention were required. Paul had this example in mind as he wrote this verse. Just as it takes full concentration and a stride that is pace for a runner to run a long distance, Paul now uses this word run to tell us that if we are going to run our race as God expects, it will require 100% of your attention, and will mandate that we learn how to run at a constant and continuous pace. In other words, we can't try today, stop tomorrow, and then give it another shot a day later. We must constant and be consistent. Once we are in the race, we must run. On the other hand, to stay in the race a long-term basis, we must learn to pace ourselves so we can stay consistent and avoid wearing ourselves out. Yes. Don't you know that those who compete in a foot race run with all their might and strength against all the other runners, but only one wins the competition and takes the prize? In light of this, run with all your might and you can muster. Go the distance and pace yourself to take sure that you have enough energy to get to the finish line. When you finally latch hold of and possess that which you have been so passionately pursuing. At the end of Paul's life, he wrote, "I have finished my course." Paul is one of the people in the Bible that I admire a lot, because once he was convicted on Damascus, the road of Damascus, and later he became saved, and God told him what he wanted him to do. He was committed, and he ran the race, and he never stopped until he finished. And just like he's saying here, I have finished my course. That's coming in 2 Timothy 4:7. He exclaimed that he had done it. His race was finished. He had given his spiritual race all he had to give. He had run with all his might. He could, the might that he could have mustered, and he had run so consistently over the years that he had finished as a winner. All those years of being concentrated and focused on finally paid off. That's Paul. The prize would have gone if he didn't approach his race with the attitude and wasn't with an attitude of laziness. The prize would have gone to another, but he had to run to obtain, and he did obtain. Paul did everything with his power to preach the gospel. if it meant getting a job on the side in order to be in order to be able to preach. That's what Paul did. And I'm sure you've heard many stories in the New Testament. And most of the New Testament was written by Paul. And it is such a I just admired him because he never stopped. Once he became saved and God told him what to do, he was consistent. He continued, and he didn't stop until, just like he said, I have finished the course. And that's what God wants you to do. Whatever you're doing for him, he doesn't want you to give up, because he will give you resources and people and things to help you along the way. And just like he's helped me along the way with this ministry, he sent many people to help me. That's how I have a passion, because even at times if I was I wanted to give up, he always found people, sent words for me, encouragement for me to keep on running the race. And I am doing just that. I'm going to be not as famous as Paul, but I want to be like a Paul, because I don't want to give up. I don't want to turn back. I want to continue to do his will. During this time, Paul suffered hardship. He was prosecuted, lack, and cold and hungry, nakedness, homelessness, trouble from false brethren, trouble from the from true brethren in the city, in the wilderness, and even at sea. He was beaten, afflicted by persecution, and troubled by religious people. Yet Paul never lost sight of the fact that he was called of God, and that he would one day account for what he did with that calling. That's what God wants you to do with his the calling that he has given you. If each person has a gift, been given a gift, I don't know what your gifts are, and if God has given you a gift to do, pursue, like Paul has, not in the same capacity, but whatever your gift was given, he wants you to run that race. Don't stop. Keep going, because there's so many people in this world are hurting, or whatever the situation that you could help, you could make that person, you can be help that person to be encouraged and give them the strength to go on. Sometimes, just like our pastor say, just smile and say hello to someone, to be nice, because most of the time, a lot of times, people, they need that encouragement. They need someone to say something nice to them, because sometimes there's no one that does that. So if you do it, it does a lot for them, and maybe they might be having a very bad and low day that they need some encouragement, and you can be that person to uplift them. But let's get back to Paul. So talking about Paul, some other things about Paul, because he the finish line was always before him. He said, I must obtain the prize. I must fulfill the purpose for which I was born. Each one of us were born for a purpose. Just know that. I must achieve the plan of God for my life. Every one of us have a plan that God has given us for our lives. And sometimes you might not want to hear this, because I have accepted it. I could not have done the work that he has given me to do if my spouse was alive. God needed a test. He needed a testimony. I could not fulfill this goal without a testimony. I know that might hurt, but sometimes both of us can't be here to do God's will. And I've accepted the role, because I know that he has become my husband, my friend, my provider. He's always been there whenever I need him. You know, I don't have everything that I want and need, that I feel that I need, but he has given me, he's provided me. He gives me what I need every on a daily basis. There's things that I want more, but he has his own time that he wants to reward me with those things. But if Al was here, I wouldn't have the time and the energy to do all the things. Maybe I might have more kids than two if he was still alive. So I have more time to do his will and to also to be a witness and give testimonies of how loving your God is. And he's been there every step of the way. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So sometimes we, because sometimes we cherish that person, and we only might do 50% of what God wants us to do, and not the whole 100%. As I mentioned before, how God wants you to, it requires 100% of your attentions in order to you. To do his will. Yes, he's first, your family second, and pretty much I have in my order, God is always first in my life, and my kids are next, and then my purpose, because God wants you to take care of your family. But my kids know how important this ministry is to me. So they allow me to do what I need to do. And also when I needed their help, they have reached out and helped me with my ministry. So I'm not doing this alone, because they were able to, they were on this journey with me too. They lost their father. I lost my husband. They lost their father. So they have to get through years of not having father around. I had to be father and mother, but they lacked what other kids didn't lack. Some other kids that had both parents, friends of them that had both parents. But, you know, he has his way of making, just doing, just helping us and helping us to persevere and do the things that he wants us to do. Because, I mean, it's been 28 years, and I can look back how much has he keeps providing and doing things for me to be able to do what I do. And like I said, I do have a passion in my journey to encourage others and letting you know that he is so real, he's so loving, he's there. Sometimes you don't feel that he's there, but he's right there by your side. But let me talk more about Paul. Like Paul, you must have resolve, strength of will, determination, backbone, high moral, courage, devoted, persistent to, and have your mindset to do his will, and don't give up. You must put your foot down and take your stand as a no-nonsense kind of person who puts your whole heart into your calling. Sitting around hoping for something to happen isn't going to produce anything. You have to jump in the race, fix your eyes on the goal, and run with it with all your might to finish the line, finish line, so you can take the prize. It is time for you to take the bull by the horn and then hold on your dear life for the way to the goal. Make your decision that you are going to run the race, go the distance, and finish first place. I want to finish first place with God. Only you can make this choice. So why not get started today? Get started. I do not want to stop this race because I have many races to win. So I can't stop now. And I don't want you to stop. So don't give up. Because you have lost your spouse, a loss of special loved one, and you're dealing with issues, health issues, financial problems, whatever you have, are dealing with, moment of loneliness, you cannot give up. You must run the race. Keep fighting and running until you finish to the finish line. And the finish line is continuing. If there is a way that you can do God's will, let your will be done. And let God's will be done. Because it is fulfilling. It's sometimes it's not just like Paul. Paul has suffered hardship, persecution. Things are not as always as smooth and like sugar and spice, everything nice. No, it's not always. I have had my ups and downs. I continue to have my ups and downs, but God lifts me up. He finds some kind of way, or someone, or a message by Joel Osteen, or T.D. Jakes, or Reverend Black, or my pastor. Someone will say something that will lift me up from whatever I might be going through that particular time. So look out. Ask God for understanding and wisdom, because he sends those voices, those thoughts, those people to you to encourage you and help you along the way. He never will leave you or forsake you. He's always there. Just ask for him to be there. Hear his voice. Ask for his Holy Spirit to answer you on those things. Like I say, each one of us are answered by the Holy Spirit in a different way. Sometimes quiet time. I hear him during the noisy time when things are happening or things all of a sudden. He just right in the midst of all of that busyness, I hear him because he makes it very clear. And he'll do the same thing for you because he wants you to run that race and don't stop until you finish it. And if there's anything that the next chapter of Widows Ministry can do, I hope that we will be there. We can be there for you and lift you up. And I hope that these messages that I have talked about in the last 3 weeks has encouraging you not to give up, because God has sent people your way and will continue to do that, because one cannot row that boat alone. It needs a team to row that boat, to keep that boat moving, and God knows that. So he knows that you need help to get through this time in your life. When you are discouraged and ready to give up, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Just ask for the Holy Spirit to come and let you know, give you some sort of signal or way of knowing that he's there. He will do that. He has his own special way to acknowledge you. But you got to listen for it. You got to pray and ask God for it. Pray without ceasing. We must do a lot of praying now because of all the things that are wrong us. I mean, every day, because we don't know what's going to happen. I always pray, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. But the enemy still tries to get in there. But you got to keep praying, because there's so many things out there that has caused. The enemy is just fighting to get as many of us as possible not to see the kingdom of God. But I'm going to keep running the race until I get to the end, because I want to see my prize. I want to see my Father God. I want to be a part of the heavenly home. Yes. Yes. So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And keep rowing the boat. Run the race. And that is my word for tonight. I do have an announcement. And also I want to end with something else too. Please, please, please. Our anniversary is this coming Saturday, September the 21st, from 10 to 12 noon. We will have a light combination of lunch breakfast. I'm more or less calling a brunch, but the foods will be very tasteful. Please come and join us. We have a great speaker and different entertainment as we celebrate our 16-year anniversary at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church off of I-20 in Glenwood. I sent many of you the address and information that you need to find the church. We are going to be in the Montez. I mentioned last week that we were going to be in Annex B. They changed our location, and we're going to be in the Montez Jones Dining Hall where we were last year. A lot of our widows have gone on a trip. Some from the church have gone on a senior trip. They're going this coming Saturday also. But we want you to bring a widow. If you don't, we still want you to come. And also we'd like for you to bring a daily inspirational, devotional, a journal for our Homeless Women's Shelter Project, where we will be doing that in December. We're collecting journals, and also we'll be putting together shoeboxes with toiletry items. That's something I'll talk about later on. And bring that to the anniversary. And just come and help us celebrate the glory of God, how he continues to embrace widows and others who have lost a loved one. And that is all I have tonight. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. Be thankful, be blessed, and I'll see you Saturday. And talk to others that can't come next Tuesday. Good night.
Where would I go with them? Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go?